Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Take it from me, being a woman online isn't always fun. Sometimes I get trolls, stalkers, and harassers. That's why I personally use and recommend Delete Me. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter NOGIRLS at checkout. joindeleteme.com/nogirls, and we'll see you on the internet. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. If only you had a Discover card. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right, a real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discovery.com/creditcard. There Are No Girls on the Internet is a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is There Are No Girls on the Internet. Today we have another edition of Things on the Internet That Don't Suck. And today, that thing is Olivia Giuliana. Olivia is an abortion advocate and political strategist for the organization Gen Z for Change, a youth-led nonprofit working to educate and make tangible change on issues that disproportionately affect young people. So strap in, because Olivia is about to become your new favorite person on the internet. So you've probably heard the name Matt Gaetz. He's a Florida Republican congressperson, a huge Trump ally, a right-wing extremist and disinformer who says that he's, quote, proud to be in the corner of folks like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who we know is a very vocal QAnon supporter, which is really something when you consider that Gaetz himself is currently under investigation for sex trafficking a minor. So you might think that someone facing allegations of pretty serious sex crimes against a minor would just kind of lay low and not attract too much attention to himself, especially not attention involving young women. But you would be wrong. At a rally in Tampa, Gaetz went out of his way to make fun of abortion rights activists.
Why is it that the women with the least likelihood of getting pregnant are the ones most worried about having abortions? Nobody wants to impregnate you if you look like a thumb. These people are odious on the inside and out. They're like 5'2", 350 pounds, and they're like, give me my abortions or I'll get up and march and protest. And I'm thinking, march? You look like you got ankles weaker than the legal reasoning behind Roe versus Wade.
Boo! We hate it, we hate it, we hate it. And honestly, this is just such a tired joke. And it's also a ripoff of an old George Carlin stand-up routine, which was actually originally making fun of anti-abortion advocates. So yeah, he wasn't even being original on top of not even being funny. And I also love how he clearly kind of pauses for like a big laugh or a big round of applause that kind of really doesn't come because it wasn't very funny. And you know who else didn't find it funny? Olivia. 19-year-old Olivia took to Twitter to respond, saying, "It's come to my attention that Matt Gaetz, alleged pedophile, has said that it's always the, quote, odious 5'2", 350-pound women that, quote, nobody wants to impregnate who rally for abortion. I'm actually 5'11", 6'4", in heels. I wear them so the small men like you are reminded of your place." And shout out to all the tall girls. I'm 5'11", so you know I loved that. So as my mom likes to say, a hit dog will holler. So of course, Matt had to have something to say. He retorted by tweeting an image of Olivia alongside an article about his comments about abortion advocates being gross looking. Yeah, that's right. Fat jokes. About a 19-year-old from a sitting congressperson. So this naturally and unfortunately led to Olivia getting all kinds of really nasty messages from his supporters. She tweeted, "This is what happens when a sitting Republican congressman body shames and blasts you on social media. Matt Gaetz intentionally directed his followers to harass a young person. This is the Republican Party. These are their leaders." But Olivia didn't stop there. Oh, no, 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 no. You see, Olivia grew up watching professional wrestling, and she says that watching WWE taught her about the power of quick wit and a devastating comeback to really put somebody in their place. So that's exactly what she did. On behalf of her organization, Gen Z for Change, Olivia used Gaetz's ugly comments to start a campaign to fundraise for abortion rights. She raised $50,000 in less than 24 hours. And as of today, she's raised a whopping $2 million, more than she says the organization has ever taken in. According to the Washington Post, the funds will be split between 50 different abortion funds, with the goal of widening access to abortion services, birth control, contraceptives, and other reproductive health services. Here's what Olivia told MSNBC.
"Honestly, I think my age is a gift. Because I'm so young, a lot of these politicians think that I'm young, dumb, naive, or ignorant, when the reality is I am the political strategist for one of the top and largest youth-led nonprofits in the country, Gen Z for Change. We have had multiple success stories on mobilizing young voters across the country. We're working alongside Democratic candidates from across the country. And so by underestimating me and thinking that I won't be able to fire back as hard as I proved that I can, they are truly gifting me a national platform on a silver platter. So honestly, I would like to thank them for consistently undermining me and undermining Gen Z, because at the end of the day, we're the ones who usually win these battles."
I also really love what she had to say in Teen Vogue. Olivia told Teen Vogue that Matt really just picked the wrong teen to bully, saying, quote, "Matt had put a spotlight on me. He had given me the chance to rebut publicly. And I think that what he was expecting was for me to fall into an outrage cycle. He wanted me to be like, this is horrendous. You're evil. You should be canceled. He wants people to label him as a monster and a free speech absolutist. And I don't think he expected me to respond the way that I did to fundraise for abortions. He also probably didn't expect me to bring up his criminal investigation. What a weirdo to talk about another teenager." And I really love this because I think that she brilliantly subverted this tired notion of a young person as this delicate scold who would just fall apart when challenged. I know that's the portrait that people like Matt Gaetz and his supporters like to paint of our young people, but it is a fiction. Young people, Gen Z, they're some of the most resilient, creative, strong people I have ever met. And honestly, they inspire me to stay in this movement time and time again. And yeah, I think the bottom line is, don't mess with teens. I can tell you this firsthand from hanging out with my teenage cousins. And if you've got any teens in your life, I know that you know what I'm talking about, because they will embarrass you. Case in point.
I think it's quite telling that Gaetz's office would try to keep the word teenager out of the headlines. Mm-hmm. Seeing the last time Matt Gaetz and teenager trended together, it didn't end so well for him.
So Olivia, thank you for giving me something on the internet that doesn't suck. Thank you for being a light in a world that feels like it is full of trash and constantly on fire. And as you know, I asked you all to send along your good news, things that are making you feel something other than despair in these dark times. And listener Valerie Mates in Ann Arbor, Michigan, shared a little good news that I actually didn't even know about and wanted to share with all of you. Valerie writes, "Here in Michigan, LGBTQ protections were not insured by law. And yesterday, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that where the state's non-discrimination law bans discrimination on the basis of sex, that that now also includes protections for the LGBTQ community. I didn't even know they were considering that, and I was delighted to hear. And Valerie, I am delighted as well. Thank you for sharing. And listeners, please continue to share with me what's bringing you joy or happiness or a little bit of light or a little bit of laugh on the internet. I don't care how petty it is. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how silly it is. I want to hear about it." If you're looking for ways to support the show, check out our merch store at tangodi.com/store. Got a story about an interesting thing in tech or just want to say hi? You can reach us at hello@tangodi.com. You can also find transcripts for today's episode at tangodi.com. There Are No Girls on the Internet was created by me, Bridget Todd. It's a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative, edited by Joey Pat. Jonathan Strickland is our executive producer. Tari Harrison is our producer and sound engineer. Michael Amato is our contributing producer. I'm your host, Bridget Todd. If you want to help us grow, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.